Everybody, Roger and James here, from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be sharing our thoughts on the most recent DLC expansion for LEGO Marvel Super Heroes. It was the Infinity War pack, which involved bringing in lots of different characters from Thanos and also the Black Order. And we got a little runner level where you got to play as them, which I thought was kind of cool. To be honest, it had nothing to do with the movie. It was kind of like Infinity War, but it's just at a level with the bad guys. A lot of fun, and I enjoy playing as different characters, and Thanos is great and stuff. But yeah, I think the concept of it being connected to the movie is a bit thin.
It's really thin. Their idea of it is okay. I think the Inhumans are obviously not in the movie at all. That's not really a spoiler. Yeah. And I don't think we care at this point anyway.
Well,
the
Inhumans are
and they pretty much but that's the thing. That's where they decided to stick this story in. It's kind of like, why aren't the Inhumans involved in the Thanos story or the Infinity War? And honestly, they don't even really cover that. They're just like, oh yeah, Thanos dropped Adelan and knocked on Black Bolt's door. And then it ends, and you're just like, well, that didn't do anything. There was a nice little brief cameo of Lockjaw and Medusa, but it was literally just them running away. You don't fight them or anything. And so, yeah, I agree. On the one hand, it's like this has nothing to do with anything at all. On the other hand, yeah, it was a decent enough little side adventure, and it does fit into the margins. It's just there enough where you can kind of argue, okay, yeah, this is probably something that happened. Maybe not this way because it's Lego, and obviously Lego takes license, but I could definitely see Marvel or Disney coming out and saying, yes, he stopped by the Inhumans, and he smacked them around a bit, and then Black Bolt smacked him around a bit, and then he went on to continue on to Earth.
It was just an odd one. I kind of played it through. As per usual, I think I got stuck in one thing for way too long. But generally, yeah, it's a good solid level. Definitely kind of the upper quality levels of the DLC, because they've been a bit up and down.
I agree. And I did like that it's from the villain's point of view. I don't think we've had a villain's pack or story pack in LEGO Marvel LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2, which is good. It's great. But on the flip side to that, it felt like half the people on your team in the story mode didn't do anything. No. You really just needed Ebony Maw and Thanos, and then Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight, much like the movie, didn't do much of squat except stand around. So, yeah. I mean, there's that. But, yeah, overall, it's one of the better packs.
Yeah, and I mean, Thanos as well, he's so overpowered again because he's got all the different moves. But just, again, a nice little expansion. This DLC pack has definitely been worth it, in my opinion, of what you get. Lots of different characters. They're a lot of fun as well to jump into the free roam mode, and you can try the different characters. And kind of, I do think this is where, like, the Black Order, they can slide into that mainstream territory, and where people will be much more aware of who they are. And even, I mean, it's like for me, I really wasn't that familiar with them before the movie came out. And the names and stuff are still kind of slowly getting there. But I've got you've got a general idea of them. And, you know, things like this Lego pack are exactly what is needed to let them just creep into people's subconscious of these characters being there and becoming a new major form of work, like they've been doing with I'm sure that's what they're doing with Captain Marvel and stuff, just subliminally sending out the messages so that you know who she is when she turns up.
Right, and we'll see, you know, if there's any future plans for the Black Order. Certainly they're going to show up in the comics. They just got resurrected for No Surrender, which we talked about a little bit last week. I really hope that they don't come back in the movie because they were a complete waste of space. But I think that was their main purpose in the movie, was to be something that the Avengers could fight and beat so they could have the win.
Yeah.
And then Thanos does the snap and everyone's dead, or half the people are dead, whatever. And but yeah, LEGO Marvel Super Hero, we've got one more DLC pack coming. We have for Ant-Man and Wasp.
Did we have the Runaways pack?
We did have we talked about the Runaways pack.
That was Cloak and Dagger, wasn't it?
Yeah, we talked about both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how.
That's how like, the Runaways one was.
Yeah.
I do have high hopes for the Ant-Man and the Wasp one, mostly because it is the last one, and, and obviously it'll be their last hurrah. We have a couple of months before that one comes out, though, so I'm perfectly fine letting LEGO Marvel Super Heroes fall onto the back burner. Obviously, we've got LEGO Incredibles right around the corner. Definitely looking forward to that. If the rumors are true, we won't get another Marvel LEGO event or LEGO this year, which makes sense. They've been alternating the DC and the Marvel ones, so this should be DC villains, I think, is what the rumor says. So, well, obviously, we're not going to talk about that because the Distinguished Competition doesn't need free advertising from a Disney podcast, but I am looking forward to it. That
well,
be fun.
It's that thing for me of, like, by the time I do Incredibles, I'll be quite happy with probably a year off the LEGO zone because it, I enjoy it, but it, I think the thing is that's the good thing with these DLC packs, but it keeps bringing you back into the game and playing a little bit of it. But I definitely think it's worth getting that pack. I just feel as a whole that this the second game, for some reason, just hasn't quite hit that same. I keep seeing it on sale in the stores because these kind of games have a long shelf life, but I feel like it didn't quite hit that same mark that the first one did.
And I think some of that has to do with, you know, the character roster is not quite as good as the original one was. Some of that's certainly going to be the X-Men, although that's not the entirety of the story. Some of it's also the voice cast, and that's no slight against the voice cast, but it was obvious that they were hit pretty hard by the voice actor strike, which was happening right around the time this would have been recorded, the game would have been recorded. And, yeah, it just didn't have the same impact that the first one had. It certainly didn't have the same impact that LEGO Force Awakens had. Having said all that, you know, I paid full price for it, and the season pass. LEGO is still the only thing that I will buy a season pass for anymore. And I felt I got my money's worth.
Definitely.
Out of the entire package. Can't complain. I'm looking forward to see what they do with the Marvel license in 2019, most likely. And until then, yeah, Incredibles. That should be a lot of fun. And I am hoping, though, that the roster will be much smaller in the Incredibles.
The roster on the Marvel Super Heroes 2 is just too... It's actually bordering on... it's actually goes the opposite way. It's making it harder.
I had the same experience with LEGO Force Awakens. It after a certain point, you're just kind of adding characters in to add characters in. They all have the same abilities. Some of them might be unique combinations of abilities, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. So you're really just using the characters that you like, rather, which is a good thing, mind you, because if I want to play with my Squirrel Girl...
or Wolverine,
you know, Squirrel Girl, Captain America, and Iron Man in my party, and I can. That's great. But at the same time, it's like, did I need four different versions? 20 different versions of Spider-Man? Do I need, and not just like Spider-Man, but Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Woman, Spider-Man 2099, all this stuff. And it's like, I'd rather they focused on a smaller cast that felt more engaging.
Yeah.
So I do love seeing the characters. I love it, especially seeing like the lesser known characters getting their spotlight. Like you said, having the Black Order show up here helps familiarize people, but
they went a bit too deep.
They went a little too deep, and I would like a tighter experience. Cause that way, you know, if you have a roster of 200 characters, you don't really connect with 190 of them.
No.
So we'll see. LEGO's Incredibles and the Ant-Man and Wasp DLC pack is the next time we'll be talking about these. So.
On that note, guys, let us know in the comments below what you guys thought of the DLC pack for the Infinity War for LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2. Love to know your thoughts on that. You can get in touch with us and follow us on all the different social medias. You can also find us over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe, whichever platform you're watching or listening to this on. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.